It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
You know, we haven't done in a while, Hell to the No. We haven't done Hell to the No in a while.
It's been a while.
It has. You know what else has been a while, you guys? Since my wife drove our car into our garage and nicked the side of her car, the front left bumper fender area, like a year
ago.
That's good.
She hasn't hit it since.
Right. She pulled in and she hit her car. That was a hell to the no when it happened, right?
Yeah, totally.
Right, of course. Like $7,000 worth of damage to this car. Oh. Insane. All done by the insurance.
Well,
thank God.
Get a Beamer. What do you want?
Yeah,
right?
You know. Don't, people problems. Don't hit your house. You want
it? It's 300, honey.
One time. No big deal.
Problems are problems. So we put that behind us.
Yeah.
Until Friday, Valentine's Day, I'm sitting home waiting for my wife to come home, and she walks in and goes, "I need you to come out to the garage and look at something." And I'm like, "What happened? Is everything okay? Samson's in the house. Does she need help carrying in groceries? What's going on?" No, she had hit the same part of her car on the same part of the garage again.
Are you kidding?
Again. I go, "Oh, come on."
Now I would have been pissed. Now I would have been ballistic.
Come on, are you serious?
Why?
Again, because she wasn't paying attention.
How?
Are we sure? Ever since that happened.
Are we sure we don't need to get her off the wheel, man? I'm starting to get worried.
Ever since that first time it happened, she's been way overly anxious about it happening all the time. She has anxiety, obviously. So she's like backing. She'll pull into the garage and then she'll back up and she'll line it up perfectly so she won't hit it again.
Wait. So she gets in the garage and then she moves it again?
No, she pulls towards the garage, backs up. I have like a curved garage. It's a circular garage. It's like a cul-de-sac.
I've seen your garage. There's nothing weird about it, man.
No, it's easy to pull in. But when you're freaked out about hitting it and then you overthink it, then you create the problem again and you end up hitting your car again, causing the same damage.
It's the same spot.
Same spot. Not as bad, but same spot. Had to go to a same dealer, a same body shop. Got to call the same insurance agent who went, "Maybe it's time to get a new car."
I was going to say, maybe it's time to get some anxiety meds. I was going to get a new car. The mental health guy doesn't want to deal with the anxiety part. Let's just get a new car. What the hell? Come on.
Sam Hill?
Get some Xanax. I got some.
She took it to the body shop and they like buffed it out and they put this like reflector back. They like jostled it back in so it looks all right. It looks passable. We're not claiming that on our insurance.
Oh, okay.
No way.
That's what I was just going to say.
That's making our insurance go through the roof because of your stupid mistake. So we're not reporting it on the insurance. Either pay for it out of your own pocket and save your money and do it, or just leave it like it is. So she's going to leave it. She's leaving it. Which you know it's going to give her anxiety looking at it like that and being broken the whole time. She'll want to get it fixed.
You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself.
Into the house.
She's grounded. I grounded her. You're not allowed to drive anymore. You are grounded. I'm grounding my wife.
She went, "Thanks, Dad."
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
You're grounded, and you're going to go see your doctor, and you're going to talk to the principal. Don't do it anymore.
And get off my lawn!
That too! Kiss FM.
Jeez.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.